You know that you've had different perspectives at different times in your life. And as you think back, you realize that as you refresh yourself and you get a new perspective, that you're able to move further in life. You're able to see things more clearly and you're more certain. How do you think most of us get there? Well, I can tell you one of the ultimate ways, so stay tuned as we discuss the realities of God. It seems that there have been times in my life that I have been much more confident, much more able to do things that at one time I could never do before. There were times, and I felt this even recently, that I'm stuck. I just can't see. I just don't know. And sometimes it's just the timing of God in our lives and what He has planned for us. Maybe we weren't supposed to see that back then, but now, He says, we're ready. This is one of the reasons why it's really important to maintain our relationship with God. There's always a future. There's always hope with Him. And there's always that next opportunity to learn something new and something that's going to help us grow, something that's going to benefit our lives. So let's talk today from John 16, verse 13, which says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." Our author from our study book, Think Like Jesus, 40 Days to Creating a Miracle Mindset, Chad says there will never be such a thing as a life of miracles without a life led by the Holy Spirit. It's just not possible. It's a life led by the Holy Spirit that will lead you into miracles because He will help you to think like God. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The word truth is a Greek word pronounced aletheia, which means reality. Truth is something that cannot be changed or altered. One of the main jobs of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into the realities of heaven, how heaven operates and how heaven sees things. We must never forget we are not of this world. Heaven is our home and our citizenship. Jesus was doing life on the earth as man. Even though He was seeing natural circumstances, He was able to rely on the Holy Spirit to help Him see things through the perspective of heaven. The things of this world are always subject to change. Let that be an encouragement to you. The Apostle Paul said, "We are not to look to things that are seen, but the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal." We will have trials and persecutions in this life as a result. And as a result, we will have opportunities presented to walk in life's facts or walk in heaven's truths. Let that be another encouragement. If we will look to the Holy Spirit as Jesus did, He will guide us into what is true so that we can act accordingly. When we walk according to heaven's realities, we release the working of the Holy Spirit into our world. Our confession for today is the Holy Spirit guides me into heaven's realities. As I see through the lens of heaven, I see what is possible on this earth. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And this is so exciting, and I'm going to read it to you now. It says, "So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though, on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making a new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming of good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today and gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever. You see, it doesn't matter where you are in life today. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. God is good. And He's good all the time. He has your back. He's looking out for you. It's all up to you as to what you want to do with these things He's given you. So talk to Him about that tonight. And again, keep listening. And you'll know what He's saying to you. The more you listen, the more you learn to keep your mouth closed and open up your ears, the more you'll learn. But I do want to encourage you to keep asking questions. He loves that. He loves for you to talk to Him. He wants that relationship with you more than He wants anything else. So keep those lines of communication open and free, and just be content. Be content in peace that He has your back, and let Him lead you, and you will see your life change like it's never changed before. And even if you've known Christ all of your life, renew yourself in Him. Renew yourself to learn new things, to keep digging deeper, and see what happens. We will see you tomorrow, because we only have 5 more days of this series. We are going to be on day 35, and it's entitled, The Father is Always With Me. And we're reading from John 16, verses 32 through 33. Y'all be excited. You be so excited in the midst of all the chaos and all of the things that you may be concerned about. There's nothing you can do about them. God can do everything with them. Trust in Him. Go to sleep tonight, because there's nothing you can do about it tonight. Tomorrow's a new day. And He says, joy comes in the morning. Yes, it does. And it won't seem so bad in the morning. But know this. You and God, you're both going to get up and face it together. You're not alone.